Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The Intercontinental Championship match is China versus Chris Jericho.
The best in the world.
He is best in the world.
The current New Japan Intercontinental Champion. Defending his title at Wrestle Kingdom next year, guys, too.
Back, fantastic. I think it's
in February, or it might be March.
You know, I gotcha. Yeah. And Richter was down.
So Jericho only debuted, I think it was 3 months earlier, 4 months earlier. That was Survivor Series last month.
That's right.
That was the match that he stated that if I didn't win, he'll get his testicles cut off.
There we go. I'll shout my balls off.
Top rope pedigree by China, too. I think they show it here towards the end.
Then in the street and make the balls down.
Hey.
So,
we haven't talked about Jericho's, especially that year. But yeah, it was a top rope pedigree that helped to keep the title, Survivor Series. Ooh, yee.
Ooh,
big deal.
What are you doing? Oy. So this promo here,
they have no words.
Is Jericho's song and then China's song.
Mm. It's the women's champion there, Al. Double ooh. Champions now.
Yeah.
China's
double gold, mate. Double gold.
Belt here. Yeah, pedigree. Yeah, that's when she was saying that, you know, we're going to
chop your testes off. Chop it off.
Top rope pedigree. Come on.
Oh.
They didn't show it, though. Top rope pedigree. Wasn't the best pedigree, though.
It was dangerous.
Yeah, well, she kind of, like, threw him down. Didn't really go knees down, so. Oh, King. All right, so this
how is how many times the I got asked to fucking move by security?
Did you?
At the fucking I haven't talked about this too, because I know a lot of security around. How many times I got asked to sit down, or can you move to the side, sir, why? By security? Because some people behind me couldn't see.
Oh, come on.
Hey. Fuck you.
Buy better tickets, mate.
Buy better tickets. I had some of the best tickets in the house. And I wanted to stand. You don't like it? Fuck you. By the way, I need to put this on Twitter as well, too. My steel chair. That from the...
Well, did you get a chair, did you? Oh, it came in the... Because they didn't have them there for people to take. No,
we got the bloody...
That card.
And the bloody white chairs.
Yeah. Do you want this or...
Hmm? Which one do you want? I can go to my auntie's place and pick up the chairs for free, mate. Fuck yeah. There's even got cigarette burns on them.
So here we go. Do you remember how Chris Jericho debuted in the WWE? How he debuted?
For The Rock.
Yes, that's right. It was in the weeks before Jericho's debut, a clock labelled Countdown to the New Millennium appeared on WWF programming. On the home video, Break the Walls Down, Jericho states that he was inspired to do this as his entrance when he saw a similar clock in a post office, and Vince McMahon approved its use and introduction to the WWE. The clock finally ran out on August 9th on Roar's War, Illinois, when The Rock was in the ring cutting a promo on The Big Show. Jericho entered the arena and proclaimed, "Roar is Jericho," and he had to come to save the World Wrestling Federation, referring to himself as Y2J, a play on the Y2K bug. The Rock proceeded to verbally mock him for the interruption. Later that month, he would interact with several superstars, including The Undertaker. Jericho made an in-ring debut as a villain on August 26, losing a match against Road Dogg by DQ on the inaugural episode of SmackDown.
And then he beat the shit out of him, put him through a table, and then nearly broke his back. Correct. Storyline style.
He also had that short feud with Shamrock, too. Because remember, Curtis Hughes was his manager.
No, it was Howard Finkel.
That's right. Yeah.
Fink.
Double champions, Al.
Double trouble. Double trouble, Al.
When was her Playboy for China? Was it 2000?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
I know it was. And before anyone says anything, yes, I did have it.
You know, it's actually still in the garage at home.
No, that's a different one.
It's just her posing, yeah.
That was from the WWE
magazine.
So, but yes, I did have the Playboy of...
Well, she was the first one since Sable, I think, to do it.
And yes, you did. You got to see everything.
Mm.
Okay.
But she was
there
fit,
was no dick.
Like, very fit,
though. There was no dick, all right? Just want to clarify that. WrestlingRadio.com.
Tie-dye guy.
Ooh.
Oh. These guys really did work well together because they had a number of matches. It was three pay-per-view matches. So there was the Survivor Series, this one, and also Royal Rumble, which Hardcore Holly chucked into.
Which was... about a couple of weeks later, Jericho would turn face.
Yes, he would.
Yeah, he's a heel here, but later he would turn face, and they would be.
Yeah, it was when they both won the title. It was, I think, early in the. I don't know if it was the end of this year, but it might have been early 2000. They both won it, which was the triple threat.
Best thing that Jericho ever did, I would say, it was to leave WCW.
Well, I'm actually listening to 83 weeks. I'm listening to the Jericho episode. I'm about halfway through it, but it's around how he was first brought in after people like Chris Benoit was saying you need to bring Jericho in, and he was actually put under the same money deal as like Guerrero, Malenko, Benoit.
Yep.
But Eric's kind of like, I didn't know who he was. I wasn't watching ECW for him. It's like, dude, well, then why sign him then? You knew what he was doing at ECW. You knew that it was good. I'm starting to get frustrated with it though, because it's kind of like,
if I hear another fucking story about his Blue Chew.
I'm not even up to that yet. Because I'm earlier this year, so Blue Chew hasn't been a sponsor yet.
Yeah.
I'm kind of in the early stages of the show.
Blue Chew on... Oh, fantastic.
Jesus.
Here you go, King.
Front suplex on the announce table.
King is just pretty much like China.
Look at that.
I can see what you had for breakfast.
Well, look at that.
Look at that hand right there.
Look at the hand. Jesus, Jericho.
That was close.
You're right there, Jody. Hey. No, my next episode is... Dusty Rhodes in WCW.
That's a good
episode. They've done a couple of Clash of Champions, I think, which was one of the first ones Bischoff was there for, but I'm not up to Blue Chews. That doesn't come until the last month and a half where they start introducing their sponsor and what it is.
If I have to hear it again about Bischoff, I get up at 4 in the morning and take my dog out. And I got a strained blue healer playing the lip lock on Miss Kitty.
I love you.
We should be together, even though I'm married and I'm very happily married. Anyway, I still love you. I love what you did before in the pool.
Good work.
Thank you. Good job. Gold star on both nips.
All right, China. We never hadn't really spoken about China before. So Joni Lorna passed away in 2016, April of that year. She was 46 years old. The cause of death was a drug overdose. Other ring names included China, China Doll, Old Girl China, Joni Lorna, Little Slim, Joni Lee, She-Hulk, and Just Joni. Other names that she had.
She has been on a few of our companions, even our some of our film companions too. She was in Beyond the Mat.
So she made her WWE debut in 1997 as the bodyguard of DX. She made her debut at In Your House 13 Final Four. Her character emerged as a plant in a ringside seat, choking Melina while Goldust was in the ring with Triple H.
Yep.
Her original role in the promotion was the enforcer / bodyguard for DX, which was founded by Shawn Michaels and Triple H. She often helped them, then raising villain, cheat to win by physically interfering in matches by executing her trademark low blow to the groin. She was given the name China, an incidental iconic moniker. Fine China is delicate and fragile, a sharp construct to her character. So again, meaning the opposite to what her character actually was.
Yep.
Off-screen, however, the male wrestlers were hesitant at first to let a female overpower them on screen.
I would imagine. I would imagine there'd be a lot of guys... What? No, I'm not letting this bitch.
I was so surprised. I thought she would have a championship run as world champ. Around 99, like early 99, the corporate ministry or corporation, DX, I thought they would do it. And I thought Triple H would put her over. Like, because they work so well together that she would beat Triple H to just win it. Maybe it was just for a week. Win it on Raw and then drop it on Raw the next week. I just thought that if anyone could do it, it would be her. Her and Triple H for the championship. But
yeah, I don't...
wasn't to be.
Yeah, it wasn't to be, sadly. Again, she became, Triple H loves turkey jizz, mate. Seriously, he fears turkey jizz. Don't we all?
She became the Intercontinental Champion. That was her first reign, actually, was against Jeff Jarrett. Good housekeeping.
Mm-hmm.
That's when she used the guitar at the end
of it. Come on, baby!
It's like her feud with Jeff Jarrett kind of stopped, and then it just became these two, like, straight away. Like, Jeff went to WCW, and then they just banged straight into the Jericho feud.
Yeah, as soon as he rocked up, it was just like, all right.
Yeah, because she won the title in October, and the next month she's with Jericho feuding.
Yep.
At No Mercy, yep. She won the championship.
Yep, and then Survivor Series, and here.
So you go here. She also gained... This is the good housekeeping match up here. She defeated Jarrett for the title at No Mercy, in the process becoming the first and only woman to win the championship. She also gained the services of his valet, Miss Kitty. Lawyer claims that Jeff Jarrett demanded and received $300,000 from Vince McMahon in order to lose the title cleanly to a woman. His contract had expired on October 16th, and he therefore was not contractually obligated to appear on the pay-per-view. If he had not appeared, the WWF would have been criticised for false advertising and the lineage of the title would have been broken. I actually remember hearing about that. It might have been a TNA interview or something like that where Jeff talked about that, but I have heard that before. That he wasn't under contract, so he demanded, you know, six figures to drop the title before he went over to Nitro, like only a few days later,
mm-hmm.
And became the chosen one. Slapnuts, hell.
Slapnuts. No, I'm wearing my slapdick t-shirt tonight.
I didn't even say that's pretty cool.
That's my slapdick t-shirt. Yeah, what's slapdick? Color. It's from What Happened When? Great little story behind this one. Why they call it the What a Slapdick, because over in America, you guys have Whataburger. And there was a night where Tony Schiavone went out with Barry Windham in the Four Horsemen.
Yep.
And they went out to get some burgers from Whataburger. And as they dropped Tony off, he was completely drunk and off his tits. Barry Windham picks up a Whataburger that's got jalapenos, meat, cheese, and just piffed it. Hits him in the side of the head. He falls down and then wakes up the next morning because Lois wouldn't let him in.
Sleep outside the door.
And yeah, she made him sleep outside. And he woke up on the side of his head. It was just jalapenos and meat and cheese. It's like, what the fuck happened here? Yeah.
So, burger stained to the head. Oh, it's breakfast, mate.
There was one thing I said to him too, as I was speaking to, because again, I'm totally marking out for this, guys. I don't give a shit. Don't like it.
Look at him.
Hello, ladies.
Just like me.
I was going to talk about Vane. Oh.
Yes, Alan got a call from Tony Schiavone last week.
On Monday.
For being a Patreon member.
Patreon member. Just wanted to check how I am. It was good to chat to him again. We made a joke by saying, he goes, oh, I'm Tony, I said to him, I'm very happy that I signed up to become your a Patreon on your show, because I think I helped pay for your daughter's wedding. Mm. And there was one, he goes, yeah, you know what, I think you did, Al. And he called me Al, which made me nearly fuck. I did mark out when he said that. Yeah, it did. Because Al was mainly...
Mm.
I normally,
Alan is a serious one.
Yeah, Alan, I get Al, but Al is where I sort of... Ooh. Oh, what are you going for?
Walls, I think. No.
Oh, no.
Catapult.
Wait.
Oh, exposed turnbuckle there.
So as he was saying that to me, I was like, oh yeah, I think I helped you with your daughter's wedding. He goes, yeah, I think you must have paid for about 10 margaritas for Lois. I said, no, I think I paid for a bottle of Jack.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, he laughed at that, and I went, yeah.
How much does it cost to be a member of the Patreon? Is it monthly? You do monthly, or you do it?
It's monthly, but it's already out of my account, so it's, I believe I put
some of them aren't that expensive.
I've signed up for the, I think it's $8 a month.
Oh, you get the show notes and contents.
And I get the show early, which it normally comes out on Wednesday.
Yep.
but I get it first thing Monday night.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, we're actually on Patreon, guys. We're just trying to figure out by putting content on there. So check us out on the broadcast on Patreon. There's nothing up there just yet.
Oh.
But we might actually look about putting some bonus shows on there. Oh, that was it. Almost looked like a three.
Too sweet.
No, it wasn't. Mike Chioda. Do you want to cash in?
You want to cash in, Mike Chioda? Hello.
You want to cash? I can't. You want to cash? You want to cash in now?
I have cash now.
You want to cash? You want to
give me your brief? Call me loud. You want to do a dad's break?
Give me your. You're cashing in now.
Now.
Just fucking cash it in.
Just fucking do it.
Oh, you want to cash in? Oh, sorry. I thought you wanted a cat. Sorry, I didn't understand.
Meow.
Jericho, counter.
Break the walls down.
Here we go. Go, Jericho. Oop. And still going today. Jericho,
which is fantastic.
Some 19 years later, still doing his thing. He goes away and comes back and still so relevant. Yeah.
Reinvents himself. I love the look. What would you say his look is now? Demonic clown?
The one he's doing now, yeah.
I love it. It's like, I don't want to insult, but if you look at, it's like a fucked up doink.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real not demonic. Pennywise, not clown, no. But it's just... Almost like a French, what do they call them? Like the mime, yeah.
Fucked up mime.
But yeah,
look at that, he's got the knee in it. That's Lion Tamer.
Did the Sea of Jericho recently? Got it. That's our third championship change tonight, guys. You had a nothing new European better. Champion, women's champion, and new IC champion.
Nothing better when you go to a pay-per-view and you get the title change.
Yes, we didn't get that at the Super Showdown.
Yes, we did. Our boy won.
I was getting a pie. So.
You were getting, that's right, you were getting food.
What are you fucking buddy?
I loved it.
Come on, man.
When Peyton Royce came out, I went and got some food for Brother Nathan. Yeah,
I cheered him. I loved him. Awesome.
I cheered him, but I was walking out. But I loved it. You missed Buddy Murphy winning the championship. We are not Australian, guys. We are dicks.
Yeah.
Sorry, Peyton Royce.
Just a quick one. World Series of Wrestling, actually. World Series Wrestling did a show here. Of wrestling. The Elite Takedown happened recently in Melbourne.
I'm ignoring you. Fuck you.
You had Joey Ryan took on Cody Rhodes for the IWGP United States Championship in a staring competition. So what they did, because Joey Ryan can't wrestle because he's injured, over the night, so they did a staring competition, rock, paper, scissors. And they did it over like one show in Melbourne, one show in Sydney, but it didn't change though. It's just the fact to just have Cody and what's his name, Joey, do something together. But Austin Aries lost his final belt now too, so Austin has no titles.
Austin Aries can go away.
Yeah, he lost his belt to Robbie Eagles. He's also Aussie fella that's now a member of the Bullet Club, or the new version of Bullet Club in New Japan Pro Wrestling. He's part of the World Tag League. But yeah, so Austin Aries dropped his final belt and yeah.
This is Jericho's first title.
You saw his thing, I think it was big, yes.
Mm-hmm.
The thing with Austin Aries against Joey Morrison, John Morrison, where he left the ring.
Yeah, that was really quick.
Look at him, Mitchell.
Mitchell.
So he's, again, I think Jericho's a 9-time champion too. Yeah. He's the only 9-time champ.
And he's a grand slammer too. He's won every single championship.
Hey, it's Chris from Markin' Out, the only online listening experience in the world. Join myself, Dave, and social media influencer Brandon as we release a weekly podcast that covers the world of professional wrestling. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast on all major podcasting applications, follow us on Twitter at Markin' Out, and watch all of our great videos at youtube.com/markinout11. And as always, we wish you the best of luck in your future endeavors.
What's up, everybody? I am the patron saint of podcasting, the Warden Matt Ritter, the host of the number one wrestling podcast on Pornhub. Yes, you heard that right. And I'm here to tell you about the number one wrestling podcast on Pornhub, the Smackin' Raw podcast. Me and my co-host, Vince Delgado, and Miss Katie Kinsey Bebe of the SheLead Showcase do a weekly recap where we cover Raw, SmackDown, NXT, Dynamite, and Rampage. We are on Pornhub, YouTube, and every audio platform you could think of, and we are spitting what we don't like and swallowing what we do every week. We've also got guests from some of your favorite podcasts, so if you want to have fun, take your pants off, put in your headphones, pull up to your favorite listening or viewing device, relax and just have a good time, catch up on the week in wrestling in our own unique way, come check us out. You guys can find me at Matt Ritter, that is Adam, Attridder, on Twitter only. There you will get Linktree/SmackAndRaw. That'll get you all of the audio platforms as well as Pornhub. You guys can also check out Linktree/CreationWorld, and that will get you the YouTube, the merchandise, and the Pornhub, as well as other great podcasts from Creation World, which is the banner under which the Smack and Raw podcast exists. If you want to get everything in one shot, go to creationworld.com. There you'll find Super Flash Hero of Tomorrow if you're a fan of DC CW superhero stuff. If you want to check out the Smack and Raw podcast, if you want to check out our other show, Return to Wrestling, where me and my co-host Travis go back in time and he forces me to sit down and watch old WCW Nitros and pay-per-views, and I have to suffer through Hulk Hogan repeatedly. If that sounds like something that you think is fun, come check that out as well. We also have a YouTube-only show hosted by Vince called Spitter Swallow that you can find on our YouTube. We've got so much content for you. Dungeons After Dark as well. That episode 2 is coming. It is our most viewed episode on Pornhub. So if any of this sounds appealing to you, I can't wait to have you guys come follow us, listen to us, and interact with all of you. Like I said, take your pants off, pull up, get comfortable, and let's have a good time.
Oh, no, this, you will like this one. This is your man. This is when he was a boy, though. But you're liking him.
Can you easy what you're saying? Oh, yeah, there it is.
Look at him here.
He's a boy here.
Completely clean shaven, smooth as a bar of soap. Mmm. Just look at him.
I've never heard that. Smooth as a bar of soap. Yep. Yeah. That's how I walk out. That's when
Listen to the song, though. It's just faintly quiet, and then boom, it hits. See? Quiet.
I can't even hear anything.
And then it. Now.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
There he is. Look at that, L.
He's a baby there.
So young then.
So easy now. He was a boy, then he became a man.
Yes.
And he was so young there, you just said.
But he literally grew this like that and out. He got no hair on his chest.
Oh,
no,
he shaved. But again, hell. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Drew Galloway, IC champion, I think TNA Grand
champion. He is my boy. I do love him on Raw.
NXT
champion. I did love him in NXT. He was fantastic. That Heath theme song. Anything with bagpipes, I get a bit excited.
And to think that's in there, look. To that.
Yeah, that's when you just become a man. As. He's a boy there, and then you become a man.
Madeline so he's man. Only had two wrestling names. That's Drew Galloway and Drew McIntyre.
He was my number two to win the Rumble.
I didn't know he won the tag title. So he's a former one-time WWE tag team champion.
With who?
Who did he win the belt?
Kofi Kingston.
You're saying Kofi, eh?
No, wrong the truth killings.
He won the belt with Cody Rhodes and Dolph Ziggler. I know the Dolph Ziggler one, but not the Cody one. What?
Oh, yeah, that's right. He won it with Dolph. Yeah. Now, last year.
But I didn't know he won it with Cody. He didn't even become a team. He's a former one-time Impact World Champion, one-time Impact Grand Champion.
Oh, TNA.
Alan. NXT Champion, won it at Brooklyn 3 TakeOver. And Kane. It was the first man to win his title in his TakeOver in-ring debut.
It's Kane, Tom.
Yep. And was the first wrestler.
I never liked this Kane.
With unmasked Kane.
Our Kane was.
But this, watch this here. Now, you think, you know, when Kane used to come in and do the pyro, the idea would be that the heel would get out of the ring, right? And then go, whoa, I'm scared.
Oh, I'm scared.
Look what Drew does. So Kane gets in. Drew doesn't move. He just leans on the ropes like this. Like, he doesn't even get into it. Watch this. So Kane's looking at him. Watch this. Leans on the rope, does the pyro, and Drew doesn't even act scared or move.
He's looking right at him.
Watch it, but watch. Pyro happens. Cuts back. There's Drew. Look, still leaning on the rope. And look at Kane's face, like, oh, okay,
yeah. Are you not selling it, mate, out tonight?
Yeah, so look. And then they cut back to Drew. Look, it hasn't moved. It's almost like this new school, old school, I'm not intimidated by someone like you.
You scary, bald man. You're not going to take my title, scary, bald man.
Yeah, I was just like, what's the other Jack day? Jack Doan.
Jack Doan, the referee.
Yep.
17,000.
What do you think of the IC title there? You like that one or the current one?
I love the when Mr. Cody Rhodes won it.
And then brought the old one back. Yep. The white belt. No, I like this one. This was my era. This was the one I grew up watching.
But I do enjoy the old school style.
Yeah. When I think of that belt, I think of like Rocky Maravilla, you know, Hunter, Ken Shamrock, Triple H, Kane when he had it for that short time.
Marty is awesome. Who? Sure he's not.
This is the thing too. Again, because we're covering a 2010 event, less signs. Like, you think we watch WCW or the old WWE, there's signs everywhere. Look here, though. You don't get a lot of weird signs in the crowd that we can talk about. Except that one you just said then, the Marty
well,
one.
Well, I watched
Kane's grappling.
Sunday Night Heat the other night with my partner.
Yeah.
And she was like, what's the Sunday night here? Because her and I watch NXT together.
Yep.
And she goes, oh yeah, that's that match happening on Monday. It's Sunday over for you guys in the States. Down here, Super Bowl will be on the Monday. Down here for us. So during halftime, she saw the match where it's going to be on there. I said, this is what happened on the very first Sunday Night Heat. Halftime Heat with the Rock.
Yeah, the Rock and Mankind.
And Vince McMahon on the headset.
I heard something that I think was on ewrestlingnews.com have actually stated how they're going to do it, like the location to do it.
Because
it's going to be, it's not at a fan event, so maybe they'll do it at the training center or something like that.
Yeah, I'll just have it something there.
The performance center. And wasn't there like a really weird camera angle with a forklift in that match? When the Rock's like, and the camera's like facing.
And then when they pan back, it's like, no camera.
He's gone.
Acting. Perfect.
As Bruce would say in his show, he hated multiple camera angles. Yeah. Just use one camera.
When is Kane becoming, Kane's a wrestling?
He's actually doing.
And that's it.
Oh, there was a throw. He's actually out grappling Drew here.
Yeah.
So let's have a look about what Kane was doing at this time period. Because I think he was a heel. But became a face.
Well.
Yeah. So. Mask Kane or unmask Kane, El? Why don't you like it?
It looks like Uncle Fester. From the Arms family.
Dun, dun, dun.
What's that?
I love Arms family.
Young person.
I actually watched the movie the other day on Foxtel.
Arms family
values. The very first one with, I'll just draw a blank there. Who played Fester?
Oh, Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah, Doc Brown. Doc Brown played him, yeah.
Mm. Marty, I'm Uncle Fester.
Yes, and it's a good film with also Christina Ricci playing Wednesday.
Yeah, before she did The Craft. What?
And Casper. And Casper. With Bill Pullman.
Bill Pullman died and comes back. He died. Falls off a cliff.
They lose their mum or something. And they get away.
Well, let's bring her back.
We should do that movie. Eh? No,
it's a bit dark.
Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd.
Who are you going to call? Someone else,
and leaves.
Was it the Reverend gets his head turned around the other way?
Yeah, Exorcist style, he's got vomit all over.
Far out.
Pizza crumb cake. Pizza crumb cake. And Eric.
Classic.
Eric Idle Monty Python fame is in it as well too. And there'll be a little bitch. Name Christina or something, I don't know. The bitch who's trying to take the house.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah,
so good.
Yeah.
You were doing it. We have to do it.
It's a classic. Mm. It's a classic. There's a girl on my bed. You're like, Casper, you don't have a dick. And you're an 8-year-old boy.
And then he becomes a kid at the end, doesn't he?
And, yeah, he goes, hi, because her mum makes him into a boy. And then he goes, oh, no, I have to go back.
And he's wearing that white pirate style shirt opened up.
That's what he was wearing before he
dance.
Died.
Yeah, at the dance.
Yeah, I'll dance with you for one night.
How did he die? He got cold or something, didn't he?
He got
cold or something?
He got pneumonia.
Yeah.
He got a cold?
No, he got cold.
Cold.
They're like, help me.
I'm frozen.
Look at this. He's good chain wrestling here.
Yeah, it was Kane.
You think this is not Kane, though?
No.
Kane is just get in there, smash you.
Smash you. smash your face.
Smash you, mate. So this is 10 minutes and 6 seconds. If you're wanting to sync up, we are at the 1 hour and two minute mark. Oh, Jesus. So they show this in the replay, because King is actually thinking that he's actually hurt, because of the way we know, like, the left leg that landed. It was bad, but he didn't sell, like, he's
selling that back
injured himself, so. Look out.
This is the first time in a very long time we've been watching this at your place, Tom, and no interruption from the internet.
No.
What's going on? Pay the bill, did you?
Well, because we're also watching it in the morning, like afternoon, because everyone
else is night time. Well, here we go. No,
because when we tape, though, everyone's usually using Netflix or Stan or.
Well, that's Facebook. Not good enough.
Yeah.
No. Tell them to read Netflix. A book, just like John Cena did.
You guys need to let Daddy do the show.
Huh?
And you got to read
Uncle's
a book.
Over. No internet. Only for broadcast recording.
I just love how the room next to here is where the actual router is, and the router. And we lose internet, and it's so close to the actual tower.
Mm-hmm. Just says about you.
Yeah, we're going to get a new, better one. So we have faster,
I do better run.
Internet, guys.
Any sponsors out there? Fuck off.
Again, as I was saying at the start, get out there and download Fight. You can also check it out at fight.tv. And if you're interested in actually checking out some bare-knuckle Fighting Championship number 4.
Yes.
Go and check out our broadcast pinned tweet and reply with some predictions. Follow broadcast and also fight as well. And if you want a free month of pro wrestling, Power Slam Wrestling Network, use the code broadcast free. All capitals, guys.
Yeah, you have to scream it.
Broadcast
free. No, broadcast free.
No gaps.
It's one no word. Gaps. It's real. Just, I like you yelling. It's real. Yeah.
So,
this is a popcorn match. This is.
This, because, yeah. Yeah, kind of breaks it
you've
down.
Had the big, like, beginning of the night, the big Raw match. Was that Raw?
Yeah, Raw was the opener. Yeah. Yep.
And,
correct, L.
Yep. Correct. So.
Oh, I'm just trying to see who he won the title from. At the same time, dashing Cody Rhodes also took on Matt and Christian, leading to alliance between the two. At Night of Champions 2010, McIntyre and Rhodes captured the WWE Tag Team Championship in a five-team tag team turmoil match as the last entrance, which allowed them to appear on both brands as champion.
McIntyre, so this is a few months later.
Yeah.
That he and Cody would...
not long after this. So I think he went on to drop the title. I don't think who he won the belt from, though. Here we go. Oh, Kofi Kingston. He faced Kofi Kingston in a tournament final to determine a new champion and Over the Limit on May 23rd and lost the championship after 161 days. McIntyre, however, still used his relationship with Mr. McMahon to bully Teddy Long, publicly humiliating and forcing Long to lie down for him in their match.
Oh.
At Fatal 4-Way on June 20th, McIntyre faced Kingston in a rematch for the IC title. So there you go, eh?
There you go, guys. Bit of knowledge.
And that's a good feud, him and John Morrison.
He and John Morrison.
Kane going top here, top row clothesline. Vintage Kane here.
Vintage.
Wow. One event I would like to cover, too, is Bad Blood, 1997. You know, when he made his debut, ripping the cage.
That's got to be Kane.
Yeah, Shawn versus Taker.
In the cage. In the hell.
There we go.
Cell.
Chokeslam.
Goozle.
Counter.
No.
Oh.
I'm out of here. No, I'm not. I'm stuck. I'm leaving. No, you're not.
They're almost the same height, these two.
Yeah, I was going to say, a couple of big dudes doing some chain wrestling.
Yeah.
Kane getting awfully sweaty.
Kane is, what is he, a governor or something now? What
mayor.
Yeah.
The mayor.
That was a good kick there.
Na, 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 na.
Yes, he recently returned at Crown Jewel, wasn't it? Him and Taker?
Don't know, didn't watch it.
Yeah,
waiting for us to cover it. So I can yell
when
at
was
TV.
That, November?
Yeah.
One thing they haven't even announced too, I've been checking it out on the wiki page, WWE haven't put out the rest of the events this year. They've announced the date for SummerSlam, Survivor Series, but nothing about if they're doing Greatest Royal Rumble again and things in Saudi Arabia.
Wow.
Like nothing about any other post events.
I think they learned
WrestleMania.
From all the sword antics. Sword! Just to be careful.
Ow.
What? Just some old news.
You got a camera, have you?
You got a camera, have you? You have a microphone? Sword! Stop laughing, alright?
Oh my lord.
He's leaving. He's like, I'm out of here. It's going to be a bullshit ending.
I did say here, one of the reviews on here, despite the increased number of buys, the event received generally negative reviews, with reviewers criticising the undercard of the show as being weak and consisting of filler material.
This
whole show. It
certainly is.
Yeah.
This is a filler match. Again, people are enjoying it. Yeah, woo! What's going on? What's Jack up to? 5, 6?
Who?
Yeah, Jack, 5.
I'm counting for my son. How is your son, 5, 6? Or?
Like, I know how old your son is. I know what my nephew is, man.
Yeah, all right.
I was there.
Headbutt. You take that.
Ow! What? Ow!
I'm bleeding.
I'm bleeding out. Bleeding from the face. Oh, poke in the eye. What's it? Butterfly DDT.
That's his old finisher.
Yeah, 1, 2.
Which is what the Dirty Deeds of Dean Ambrose?
And
I think Drew would go on to WrestleMania in Money in the Bank the following month.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think Kane as well. I might have a quick look. But I think they were both Money in the Bank.
Give me my belt and I'm running away.
It was inter-promotional as well. Raw versus SmackDown.
Nice. Poor he's got him in his weird eye.
So, yeah, Money in the Bank featured both Drew McIntyre and Kane. That was run by Jack Swagger.
Oh,
who,
yes.
Who went on to win the title a few days later. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Swaggy time.
Swaggy time.
Also, one is Bellator.
Yeah, I was going to say Bellator man now.
Jack Hager, his name is, or Jake Hager.
Main Event Marks is a retro pro wrestling podcast hosted by two lifelong wrestling marks and walking wrestling encyclopedias, Troy and Greg. Every Wednesday, we do a breakdown and review from a fan's perspective on some of wrestling's biggest and most forgotten shows ever, along with the industry news from that time period, taking you back in history to when that event took place. Main Event Marks is available on all podcast platforms and on YouTube. Follow us on social media at @MainEvent_Marks.
Everyone knows a lot of things can change in the span of 10 years, but when it comes to professional wrestling podcasting, one thing is still guaranteed. The Shining Wizards is the only place to get all the latest wrestling news, interviews with the greatest guests, and of course, tons of laughs in discussing the world of wrestling. The show is still available on Monday nights at 7 p.m. East on RantEMRadio.com and Rant Entertainment Media on the TuneIn app, and it's still available on all podcasting platforms. To check us out, head over to ShiningWizards.com, where it's still wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Oh, I was at King of the Ring, 96.
That's when you saw him walking out before.
Mm.
He got his mouth
Yeah, that was against up. Old Man. Mero, he got nicked in the mouth or something. Yeah.
And there it is. Do you trust me?
Drake the Snake, eh? Now, this was meant to be, what, Triple H's year. Yep. He was meant to win it this year. I have to wait another year. Look at this.
Jesus. WrestleMania.
And he won that year's Rumble, didn't he? Didn't he win the Rumble of 96? Often
yep.
He was chucked out but then came back in and threw Bret out. Jesus, this is Pillman, look.
Yeah.
Really good. I loved Owen Hart.
Yeah, great.
Really good wrestler.
But, okay, my bowl cast. What?
What the?
I'm going to shoot right in the deer's ass.
Just misses like a.
There you go.
Take it. Do it again.
You piece of shit.
Yeah, good. Ooh, sure. Yeah. I could do that. And Red Dead Redemption, but
No, you won't. No.
You're still missing that.
You still miss. You still hit. You hit a lawman and get arrested.
You got
arrested.
The tracker wrong. You still miss.
You still hit a lawman and get arrested. That's your problem.
Oh man.
That's your, I don't know what your deal is.
I don't think that's true. Al.
Here it comes.
Yeah, here it comes. Slam, here we go. Watch this. He's too high. He's too low. Look at it. He's no. Nah.
Yeah, he should have dropped to his knees.
And Owen knew straight away, too, look. Like, you know what he was trying to do? He just was too low on the mat to do the finisher.
Yeah.
www.kayfabe.com. Yeah, that's bad. I remember watching this on VHS after it happened. And you see his neck just looks swollen.
And with the most ugliest looking... cover up to pinfall.
Oh yeah, when he just pulls you in for the school.
Yeah.
And Owen's just like posing, yelling at the audience, and just falls down slowly to get pinned. But it kind of shows you back then, like how the IC title was seen. Like you think of it now.
Oh, in 316.
All the future world champs have gone through it. The Rock, you know, former IC champ. Yep. Stone Cold Steve Austin, former IC champ. Triple H, IC champ.
Well, it definitely shows that that's like the.
The secondary title to the world.
You will go up. Yeah. If you get that title, you're next the title in the future.
There's the black strap on it too.
Yeah. That's cool.
See, I like the circular belt, the old IC.
Nah, I'm alright. I just broke your neck. Oh, that's so crazy. Good. It would be Brocast 316. Tom's a dick.
How dare you? How dare you?
I would wear the shit out of that shirt.
Oh, Brocast 316, Tom's a dick. And the thing is, it's so easy to make. It's just black and white. It's white font and a black tee.
Oh, it's good to laugh.
Here we go. Brown. Look at it. Look. Candy glass. Look, cut it. Ow. Shit.
Ow. Yep. It just took out. It looks Two-Face style, that was.
Yeah. What the...
Jeanne Paul is over there. Quickly. We don't want Owen to step on the glass. quickly.
Ooh, look at
I'll just go in there and stun the ring announcer and that's it.
First I am and I am wrong.
Yeah. No, just because I can't understand what you are saying. Cool.
I actually have no memory, like, even because when I broke into wrestling as you did,
oh, yeah.
Austin you broke was already world champion, right? Though. Like, he wasn't, yeah. I don't remember the IC title reign.
When I broke into wrestling, I was fantastic. I always love hearing when you say, when I used to break into wrestling.
I'm not mentioning the event, I'm not mentioning when I got into it, but I'm saying he was world champion then. He was.
Hey, did you guys know that at WrestleMania, the attendance record...
We had the wrestle. It was the Global Warning Tour.
Had higher than at WrestleMania.
Austin is the real hitman. What's it say? He's yelling at some chicken.
Chicken. He's telling somebody to come in the crowd who's...
There he comes. So whose song am I adding in at the end again? Mankind's.
Outro. If you want to.
Yeah. What the? What's that picture? Okay. Oh,
what's this?
He's yelling around. Look out. Austin just...
So what's this shit, huh?
Just stay in the ring.
Quickly. Oh, he's bringing the whole mob. He's
bringing them out. Two-time Slammy Award winner and the reigning and defending Intercontinental Champion.
Well, one of the Slammies he stole.
Look out.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is only about a 4-minute match, I think.
Wow.
Which is what just all Austin then. Yeah, 4 minutes and 3 seconds. Look at Bulldog.
I have it.
Look at those signs. Sean's ego bigger than life.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can see how popular the Austin 316 shirt is. Like, every second t-shirt is Austin 316.
It was huge at this time. Yeah. But I still like the broadcast one.
I'm not doing it now.
What?
He's got it in his promo. Yeah, yeah. And reversing and boom. It. That's crazy.
That's bad.
Rewind it back. Drop him again.
Broadcast. TBK 316.
Tom's a dick.
Tom's a dick? What?
Thanks, man. Look at that.
I just broke...
And that's the thing. How many fans are actually wearing that shirt in the audience? Like, you don't see a lot of Owen 316 shirts.
No,
shirts.
You don't.
It's just all Austin tees. But it's in Canada. They're still going against him.
Yep.
Break his neck, Owen.
What?
What? Oh, my Lord. Sean is God. I think you can actually download that belt, can't you, in WWE?
It's actually, is it?
You can get it in the store, can't you? Yeah. There's like
the if you've got the pack where you can just download everything at the one time and not worry about, you know, doing everything.
I don't think I've ever bought a season pass.
I always get it with the special edition I do.
Yeah, I've got to check it out.
Sorry for yawning on the mic. Being around Tom just does that to you.
Yeah. I think all the patches have been fixed, so...
Boring as shit he is. Bag of shit. A boring bag of shit.
I think someone's going on with Al. He's a bit sad today.
A bit sad. I'm happy as hell. But I'm not! What about me?
See, what makes me happy is good things. What makes Alan happy is putting people down.
Yes.
So I get enjoyment from the pain. The pain of being, you know, feeling terrible. That's sure. Where I feel better.
Yep.
Thanks, Al.
Sorry, were you talking? I wasn't listening. I was watching wrestling. I'm doing what our purpose is on this show. Okay? It's to watch the show and let the people know what's going on. Well, you can't get your ego out of the way.
I don't have... he dropped it.
Good one. Wipes his ass and then throws the sable.
He's going to rip it, I reckon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's the prototype one. They haven't drafted. And they're kind of booing him. Who are they going for in this match? They're against both of them. Oops. There's
Stunner!
Neihardt.
Well, it's a bit of... it's a bit of both.
Yeah, like they're hating on Austin, but they're also hating on Owen.
What's going on today?
Open the door, Tom. They're getting louder.
I'm scared.
They want to come in. Break his neck.
1997 was a different time.
Man. Just the amount of signs of game as well.
You gonna take the jacket off?
What the? He's gonna do it. Bold. And they're cheering.
Break his neck.
Oh, man.
Is he gonna wrestle with the vest on?
The match is only halfway through, so
yeah, it was only just 2 minutes to go.
Classic Bret Hart as well. The old figure four on the ring post.
Well, it's just hitting it on the post.
But this is back when he only had one knee brace.
Yeah.
End of his career, he had like
he doesn't look too
massive pleased. Amounts.
Bonk!
Oh shit!
Right on the schnoz.
Yeah.
Right on the beak.
Jay, I just said it too. Yeah, so. You're smart like him then, aren't you?
You're smart like him,
It's a compliment to you!
I don't want it.
Oh.
It's very similar to you. You've got a beak.
Just when I wasn't getting self-conscious about it.
Always had a beak.
Okay, L.
You always have, since birth. The first thing that came out was nose. Tongue! And I went and visited you in the hospital
what
with mum.
What the?
And I was like, well, what's wrong with his face? It's nothing but a nose. And then later in time, the actual nose... Everything caught up, but the nose was still the same. But then it just started getting bigger for some reason. So for a while, we used to call him Nose Baby. Not Tom. He didn't have a name for a while.
He didn't have a name for a while.
Yeah, he was just known
his
as Nose.
His first birthday, we had it by then.
No, it was by your fifth birthday we actually gave you the name, Tom. I still liked... Stone Cold sucks, and it's Stone Cold is a dick. These guys are so proud of themselves. They actually ran from one side to the other to actually get their shit on. Mr. Austin, look, you love us.
DeSessi 316.
DeSessi 316.
Right.
Austin sucks. Little Austin dick. And I'm dissing it, but you know what the great thing about it? I would have done the same.
Yeah, you would.
There's a guy over there with a white shirt flexing crazily.
Oh, over there.
Yeah, he's like Shamrock Guy and the King of the Ring. Hello?
So actually the side of his trunks is the two Slammy trophies.
Yep.
With Slammy written under there. What's he saying?
Disqualify me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then ring the bell!
Ring the bell then.
Love it.
He's doing it himself.
So such a good heel. What a wank. I love
it. Peter, what are you doing? I have to do it. Oh, yeah. Vagin.
Vagin 316. Oh, fungal.
Jesus, don't. Don't. I'm out.
No. That's I like him funky.
I still can't get the bath bomb thing, though.
Fizzy.
What?
Yeah.
Grapefruit. Like, Noel.
Oh,
no.
Sorry.
Maniac Joe is gay. Owen.
It was a 007.
Licensed to what?
Kill Austin. Owen 007, licensed to kill Austin.
Oh, man. Oh, look at that. Nightbow. Cheetah, says King.
GoldenEye. Was that 97?
We'll be close.
Maniac Joe is gay. Is he?
GoldenEye.
The movie.
It was 64, wasn't it?
Yeah, so I think it was later, wasn't it?
Let's have a look.
Look out, save spot.
1997.
Why you said.
Came out 2 months earlier.
Look out!
Stunner!
That's it.
One stunner, it's over. Austin is your new Intercontinental Champion. Came out in August 97.
Why does your voice go weird when you say Intercontinental? Intercontinental Champion. Why do you go like weird, JR?
I just want to say it.
Just say Intercontinental.
Intercontinental Champion.
You did it again!
That's what I'm saying.
Intercontinental Champion.
I just want to say it like
that. Just say Intercontinental.
The new IC Champion.
Oh, wow.
Intercontinental Champion.
That's better.
No. Intercontinental Champion.
Why?
It's
why?
The one voice I can do well. I can say
you
that.
You can't do voices. They're terrible.
Well, you know what? Even the best guitarists have to practice to learn. So, that's it, you know.
So here's you in the room going, trying to do voices. And now you can have a proper, diagnosis that I've got and that I can't help, and that, you know, this is what brings me joy. But with you, you just have to,
practicing.
You just have to practice in your room and be a nutcase where I actually am a nutcase.
Got my t-shirt.
What? No, my icy tongue. What? No beer
it's
spots at this time.
Just slams him down.
He slams it down hard.
One, two, three. You're Intercontinental Champion. Vagin. That song made its way up there.
He was running. Hey, Mr. Austin. Do you like Vagin?
What the?
I have cut.
That's the IC title.
Oh my God, my TV!
316 rules on his IC title.
Yeah, where's your E?
Is that a paper IC title?
Ooh, look at that man.
Do you?
Yeah, I know what you were thinking. Do you really, mate? You don't really want to know.
Don't try this at home, is it?
Yep. Hey, he used to play football for the Dutch Cowboys.
Who played for the Dutch Cowboys? The
Dallas Cowboys.
I thought you said Dutch.
I used to play football for the Dutch Cowboys.
Fucking idiot. Did you just do a lemonade?
No, I'm good. I've got my drink today.
You haven't even been sipping it, though.
Hey?
Oh, you got that thing. What is that? Powerade.
Is there something in there for me, is it?
I gave you the cup.
No! I don't want a drink!
And you probably heard that thud too, landing on the ground, his cup.
WWF for me, attitude.
Throw.
Yeah, like, was that for me? Yuck.
What's up, everybody? I am the hardest part of the ring, the host of the Apron Bump Podcast. And I know what you're thinking. Ugh, another wrestling podcast? How many times can I listen to fans beat up on WWE and AEW? Tell me who needs a push, who doesn't need a push, who brings Vince's coffee these days? Enough! I'm just as sick of it as you are, and that's why I created the Apron Bump. The Apron Bump is about the journey. It's about nostalgia. It's about discovering new forms of wrestling to really tickle your pickle as a wrestling fan. It's about making wrestling fun again. The podcast brings you reviews of wrestling events all over the world, tying together over 6 different promotions spanning 4 different decades. And everything is chronologically in a timeline to really allow myself and all you listeners to live through these eras while having a good time doing it. Whether it's WWF, WWE, WCW, ECW, we even cover the golden eras of Ring of Honor, Progress, TNA, and more promotions in the future as well. New episodes every Wednesday, or as some may say, bump day, huh? Yeah? Go to apronbump.com or go to your favorite podcast platform or YouTube and subscribe today for the most diverse, fan-friendly wrestling podcast in the world. I'm Hard.
This is Brian H. Waters here, one half of the Wrestling Realm. As we celebrate our 10th anniversary, we invite you to join in the celebration by subscribing to our YouTube channel. That's going to youtube.com/The Wrestling Realm. Realm spelt with a W. Also, make sure you follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Wrestling Realm. Like the fan page on Facebook at The Wrestling Realm. And last but certainly not least, find us on Apple, Google, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora Podcast, and Anchor at The Wrestling Realm. This is Brian H. Waters signing off. Back to the Brocast Podcast.
Well, guys, you know what time it is. Alan's left the room, so I have to give a bit of a readout of our sponsors and affiliates. So Rogue Energy is a premium energy and focus supplement designed to optimize your mental and physical performance. And if you check out RogueEnergy.com and use our promo code 2702 at checkout, you will get 10% off products. Next one I want to talk about is Luxie. So Luxie can enhance your performance with their analog grips. These grips can be used on your PlayStation, your Xbox, and your Nintendo Switch. And if you visit Luxie.com and use the promo code BRO247, that's BRO247, you get a total of 15% off products. Up next is Triumph Chairs. So Triumph Chairs is a gaming chair company specializing in comfort and performance. Visit TriumphChairs.com and use the promo code BRO247 on checkout to get 10% off products. Up next is Clinch Gaming. Clinch Gaming manufactures custom professional gaming controllers that you can use on your Xbox and your PlayStation, and use our promo code BRO247 on checkout to get 5% off products. Up next is Player One Coffee. So Player One Coffee develop coffee recipes custom tailored to gamers, creative developers, and just about anyone who really enjoys a cup of coffee. And lucky last is victoriouseyewear.com. So Victorious Eyewear develop blue light blocking gaming glasses designed to eliminate digital eye strain and help you maintain comfortable and focused. Visiting victoriouseyewear.com and use the promo code BRO247 at checkout gets you 10% off. So again, shout out there to Victorious Eyewear, Player One Coffee, Clinch Gaming, Triumph Chairs, Luxy.com, and Rogue Energy. All right, guys, we are back, and we're at the tail end of what has been a great episode for this time here for November. You didn't get one, you didn't get two, you got three episodes from the broadcast, including our wonderful world we live in, confirmation number 7, Survivor Series 2002, and now Survivor Series 1997. Survivor Series 2019 is going down tomorrow, so I hope you guys have made your picks. We'll be putting up our individual predictions on our official Twitter that you can check out on the broadcast, THEBROKAST. Also, download all episodes on Podbean, Apple iTunes, Spotify, Highcast, and CastBox. Instagram at The Broadcast Podcast. And as we say each and every episode, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, or...
good night!
Guys, thanks for sticking around. Now we're going to go back and listen to a classic TBK moment.
Well, look at this guy, poor fella.
Yeah. But this is pretty cool. Even that scene, like when that takes off, it's like she nearly, like, shit.
It's more like air than it was fire. It's like air pressure.
Like, yeah, it's like taking off. Thank the scientist over here. Bill Nye, the science guy over here.
Who?
I believe it's pressure. You don't know Bill Nye, the science guy?
What's that from?
He's an American scientist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A lot of... really, he makes science fun.
Yeah.
You don't know shit.
I'm an Aussie, so...
and?
Tom O, fun time. Science man.
Wank, wank.
I don't do that anymore.
Liar.
Lip. Good podcast.
It's quite
an, you can't emotional, do funny.
It's emotional
scene. And you're wrecking it with
It's an emotional scene. She's watching her father die and you're talking about masturbation. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the broadcast. Thanks for watching and thanks for listening. Episode 20 will be our last episode because this guy's a cock.